Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The end of this week is the 1st of November, believe it or not, and November brings a couple of important dates for us in the 4-H calendar year. First of all, many of our clubs have club paperwork due on this Friday, November 1st. This Friday is also our enrollment deadline for any 4-H'ers that want to be eligible for our re-enrollment incentive for this year. You have until 4:30 p.m. when our office closes to get those enrollments in either online or in paper form to be considered for our enrollment incentive for the 2019-2020 4-H year. If you need help enrolling, you can call the Cass County Extension office or stop in. We'd be happy to get you a copy of your enrollment forms printed. Of course, you can also go to Iowa 4-H online and get enrolled or re-enrolled at that website as well. Also want to remind folks, if you are in the Griswold School District and don't have school this coming Friday, we are having a Science of Food Camp at the Griswold Community Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is open to any youth in 3rd through 6th grade. If you're not yet registered for that Science of Food Camp, you can find information on the Cass County Extension website and give us a call to get registered for the Science of Food Camp coming up this Friday, November 1st in Griswold. Also, next week starts our club officer training. If you are a club officer for the current 4-H year, we invite you to come in on Monday, November 4th, for the first of two club officer trainings that happens at 6:30 p.m. Our second club officer training option will be on November 14th at 7 p.m. All club officers are encouraged to come to one of those two training options in order to get information on your club office for this year. Also, 4-H'ers from last year and new 4-H'ers this year are invited to join us for our annual celebration of 4-H clubs in Cass County, our 4-H County Convention. That's happening on Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. We'll be recognizing our 4-H'ers for all the work they did in their club and community projects last year, as well as recognizing some special individuals in the community who've contributed to the 4-H program in the past year. Don't forget to mark your calendars, and all current 4-H members join us for Cass County 4-H Convention on Sunday, November 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. here at the Extension office. Also, if you are interested in becoming a 4-H volunteer in Cass County, now is a great time to get signed up as we begin our new 4-H year. You may also want to get in contact with the office for more information about our new volunteer training happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on December 4th here at the Cass County Community Center. And that is for any new 4-H volunteers from Cass and surrounding counties. Give our office a call or check out the online newsletter to get more information on that new volunteer training coming up December 4th. But again, get that on your calendar now and plan to attend if you are a new volunteer to the 4-H program. Lots of stuff, as I mentioned, coming up if you're a 4-H'er in November. All of that, of course, can be found on our 4-H newsletter, which is right there on our Cass County Extension website. If you would like a copy of that, give us a call. We can get you a link sent to that and make sure that you are getting that. And of course, if you get re-enrolled in 4-H, you can get that delivered direct to your email inbox or your regular mailbox every single month. Also, as we get into November and colder weather, a little bit of snow in areas of the county earlier this week, might be time to start thinking about protecting your strawberry plants from the winter elements. If you grow strawberries outdoors, strawberries are a very commonly grown crop in home gardens and even backyards across Iowa. Strawberries should be mulched in fall to prevent winter injury. The main threats to strawberry plants are low winter temperatures and repeated freezing and thawing. Temperatures below 20 degrees Fahrenheit may kill flower buds and damage the roots and crowns of any plants that are left unmulched through the winter. The repeated freezing and thawing of the soil can heave plants out of the ground, which will severely damage or destroy the plants at the roots. Before you mulch your strawberries too early in the season, you want to allow them to harden or acclimate to the cool fall temperatures so they kind of die back a little bit before mulching. Apply mulch before the strawberry plants have properly hardened will make them more susceptible to winter injury, as they will think it's warmer outside than it actually is. So you want to make sure you apply the mulch after the strawberry plants have been exposed to several nights with temperatures in the low to mid 20s. In northern Iowa, this may happen as early November. Here in southern Iowa, it may be closer to mid or late November before you get several nights in those 20 degrees or below. And again, at that time, you can go ahead and mulch. If you're wondering what materials to use to mulch your strawberries, clean, weed-free oat, wheat, or soybean straw are the recommended mulching materials. Chopped corn stalks also work well. Whatever you use, apply approximately 3 to 5 inches of material. After settling down, that material should be about 2 to 4 inches thick. In windy, exposed areas, mulches can be kept in place by laying wire or plastic fencing over the mulch without packing it down too much. You can hold it in place on the corners with bricks or other heavy objects. Just avoid crushing the plants. Leaves are not a good mulch for strawberries as they can mat together in layers, trapping air and creating a space for ice to form, and this would not provide adequate protection to the strawberries and may actually damage plants due to excess moisture being trapped under these matted leaves. For more information on all of the wintering tips you need for your garden, as well as access to lots of different resources from ISU Extension, you can of course find all this information online at the ISU Extension website. For local information, check out Cass County's website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. You're always welcome to give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.